in the fabled land of Northern California. Nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
And this is Mike.
And, well, we're here today to talk about a subject very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This happens a couple times a year nowadays, which is nice for me. And it just happened recently. And that is that the wonderful people at Frito-Lay refuse to remake one of my favorite flavors of chips ever. It was only around for like 2 or 3 years back in the late 90s. They refused to do that. Like, screw you. We're not going to do that. They admittedly, recently, they did give me back 3Ds, albeit not in the original flavors of 3Ds, their own new flavors, which were tasty, but they still were not the original. So I give them credit for coming up with something.
I was going to say, you loved those new 3Ds, by the way.
I do. They are
enough to the point where you actually created, you made a video showing how much you loved them.
They are very tasty, and I'm very happy with eating them and still having them. I think I ate some more just like 2 days ago.
Ooh, which, by the way, that video is on our YouTube channel. If you're not on YouTube, you need to go find us on YouTube and go subscribe to our channel right now.
Ooh, you pulled it out right in the beginning. That's amazing. I hear that's a problem with some people. yes, you will be finding us. If you're not already watching us on to us and watching like the little weird like fake audio thing that looks really cool but is not really actually following our audio, because like watch, I'll not say anything,
there'll still be a wave there.
Dude, you messed it up. I was like not gonna say anything for a minute and then it, like the wave be there and like yeah exactly what he said, but like you were supposed to say. Anyway, if you're already viewing us, please like, please subscribe. We're also available on so many other venues. Almost every place you can find a podcast, you can find us. Google us, you will find us. Xenial Chronicles or Xencron. That's also our website.
Yeah.
Our Facebook, our Twitter, when the idiot who handles the Twitter actually does something on Twitter.
we got to talk to that guy.
I'm keeping him a little bit contained because for the longest time, the only thing he was posting on any social media stuff was a lot of political stuff. And it's like, dude, rein it in. We get it. You have your beliefs, but some things you need to keep within your small circle. We don't need you doing that for all the Xenial Chronicles stuff because you're going to piss somebody off. Because he does. He pisses people off. But back to the YouTube. If you're there, again, like, subscribe, and here's the thing. You can like and you can subscribe all you want to, but how are you going to know when we do a new one? I mean, admittedly, we're pretty regular as far as getting them out on the same day because Mike is, if anything, Mike is regular. I know this from experience. I've been around him enough. He's regular. You know what time it is. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
But yes, that was a poop joke. There you go.
No, yeah, you didn't have to explain it.
But I did though. I really did. I felt it was necessary. The embarrassment factor is kind of the key there. Wasn't about explaining the joke, it's let's embarrass Mike first. Anyway, you want to know when the videos are available when we don't have server in, which again should be fine now. We had those before, but we should be fine now.
It sounds like server issues. The really funny part about that is you keep cutting in and out while you're talking.
So we're not having server issues. We're having internet issues.
Yep.
Love the internet. Wi-Fi is amazing. Hey, James, why don't you get a hard line into your computer? Well, that's because I have to move the whole internet thingy to a different room, and I don't know how to do that, and I got to get the company to do it. Well, why don't you have them do that? Because it costs me money, and I don't want to pay for it right now. Cheapskate, you bought some Crocs. Why can't you pay for the internet to be better for your podcast? Screw you. Crocs are lovely. They make my feet feel like they're being hugged by rubber. Okay,
that sounds fucking weird.
No, actually, you know what the weird part about this is? The whole weird part about this is I'm having this dialogue, right? I'm purposely doing the dialogue.
Yeah.
I don't change the voice because like I'm worried that I might not get the voice thing right. But what I am doing, even though nobody can freaking see me, is I'm on one side of the microphone and then I shift around in my chair to the other side of the microphone. Nobody can see me doing this, but I am doing it anyway because it's putting me in the right headspace of the two different Jameses talking to each other.
Well, if you get hardwired, James, maybe we can actually have that happen.
Oh. Anyway, if you want to get notified when we put out a new one of these, especially when we finally have, when James finally gets off his ass and takes care of the internet issue and we can finally have video, Mike, how do people get notified? They have something they have to do. What do they have to do, Mike?
You know what, man? I got it. You got to click that bell. Click the bell on YouTube.
Exactly. Click the bell and you will be notified. And again, I'll make this part short while you're there. Mike, what else should people be doing?
Go check out Crossroad Games.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's a video game site. And what else? What else? There's one more.
Go check out Rolling Note Music.
This is Mike promoting himself.
Pretty much, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
So, anyway. Back to Frito-Lay.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
Back to Frito-Lay.
Yeah.
So the chip, by the way, that I want back is the Fritos Texas Grill chips. It was kind of a barbecue flavor. We've talked about it before on here.
Yeah.
They were thicker. They had fakey grill marks on them, and they were kind of a barbecue flavor, but almost like a barbecue / like sometimes they make potato chips that taste like steak.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cross between that. And they have a Frito barbecue, and they had like the honey barbecue twists for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, neither one of those are the flavor that was the Texas Grill. Cause again, it was a barbecue and steak mixed flavor that was just freaking amazing. It was only around for about 3 years. They're gone. They're never bringing them back. I always get mad because it's now a thing that happens a couple times a year anymore that Frito-Lay puts out new flavors of chips for you to try. And I'm always interested. I'm always like, we got to find these new chips because I want to try the new flavors. Because sometimes I found some amazing flavored chips, and sometimes it's like, seriously, you made that a flavor of a chip? What the hell? This is disgusting. Like the chicken and waffles chip. First chip or two is good, but that is not one that you want to eat.
No, you don't want to eat a bag of dry chicken and waffles.
Just give me the real chicken and waffles, and I'll eat a bunch of that.
Yeah,
but not the bag of the chips. No,
that sounds like a mistake.
It was.
It sounds like it.
The cheesy French bread, not bad. That one was pretty good. They've done multiple like taco flavored ones, like street taco, stuff like that. Good stuff. Well, the wonderful people at Frito-Lay, again, still not making the chip I want to come back. They have new chips that they are releasing. Now I'm saying this very specifically because they do not have new flavors. They have new chips. What they have done with this round of things is basically they've kind of phoned it in. This is kind of the thing where like to piggyback on what we talked about in the last episode, where you're trying to be the posing parent and show how awesome of a parent you are. You really don't have the time.
Bring it back to last week. I like that.
But you really don't have the time to actually build the volcano for your kid. So instead you go and find like the science store that has it already pre-built and buy that and try to pass it off as the one that you built.
Yeah.
That's what Frito-Lay is doing right now. They're phoning this crap in.
Really? What are they doing? Okay. Now I'm interested. I'm wondering what's going on. You see, this has drawn your ire quite a bit, sir. And I am interested.
Here's the thing. They're phoning this in.
Okay.
But that did not stop me at all from being determined to find these chips. And
it's about experimentation. It's about
desire.
Desirous. Try it out.
Because here's the thing: they're phoning this in, but this is a good phone in. This is a really good phone in.
Because okay, wait a minute. So you hate the fact that they're phoning it in, but the way that they're doing it is the right way.
Well, no, it's not so much that. It's the things that they pick to do it with. This is a good idea. I'm hating it because they're not. Here's the thing: they are using flavors that are already in existence in Frito-Lay. So these are not three new flavors. These are three existing flavors. What they've instead done is they've put the existing flavors on a different product of theirs.
Okay. And
so that's the phoning in part is, so you're not making any new flavors. What the hell is that about? But then it's like, no, we're not making any new flavors. We're using existing flavors. We're just putting them on something different. And it's like, oh.
With like Cool Ranch Lays or something?
Exactly. Actually.
Wait, what? I legitimately just pulled that straight out of my ass. I have no idea what you were talking about. That's what they've done?
That's exactly what they've done. So here's the backstory on this. One of my favorite stores I like to go to is are Dollar General stores. Now, for those of you who don't know what a Dollar General store is, it's somewhere between a dollar store and like a small like hood style Walmart. Not the big Walmart that has everything, but like the smaller ones. I know that you have a neighborhood one that's somewhat close to you, so you kind of know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But they're small. They're small again, like they are about the size of most dollar stores, so they're not big stores. But they have the $1 items that you find in the dollar stores, but they also have a little bit more expensive items. They have some fairly nice home items.
Okay.
They do sell fake Crocs at the Dollar Generals.
Okay.
They sell their fake Crocs. Sorry, Crocs is a thing. Speaking of which, I found out that there is a Croc store in Sacramento. And I found out where it is. It's in the You Might Die Mall. which is not far from a place that you spend a lot of time at. If you know what I'm talking about.
What? Hold on. That's a little cryptic for me.
The place where you spend most of your days, like the daytime, Monday through Friday.
Ah, yes. Oh.
The You Might Die Mall that's really close by to that place.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Is that where it's at?
Yes. There is an actual Crocs store there. And I'm like, okay.
Are you talking about, because hasn't there like been shootings out at that area or something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
What, that you might die at that
the
mall?
You Might Die Mall, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn. It's so terrible.
When I found that out, I was like, so.
We're not naming the name of the mall.
I go to visit.
Those who know, know.
I go to visit Mike during the day, and I can go get more Crocs. No, wait, I did that in the wrong order. I go get the Crocs first, and then I make Mike look at them. I make him accept it. I make him come to the vehicle and be like, look at the new shoes that I bought. You fucker. Exactly, Mike. The revolution is now. Anyway, I love Dollar General stores. They're some of my favorite stores. I shop in them regularly. They're great for snacks. They're great for all kinds of little quick things that you might need. I buy most of my shorts from Dollar General stores. My like swim trunk type shorts, you know, that I wear everywhere. Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I buy them from there because they're like $8 a pair there, and they're decent, and more importantly, they come in the sizes that I need them to, which is still slightly larger than the average person, or I guess slightly larger than the average non-American, but appropriate for an American. Just saying that we're a fat country. Anyway, I love Dollar General, and I'm in a Dollar General one. My normal stuff there, buying the snack things that I like to get from there. Interestingly, that snacks are one of the biggest things sold there. Again, they sell snacks, they sell shorts in XL. That's kind of they go hand in hand. And I'm getting the things there, and I notice a display on the chip aisle, because the chip aisle is very prominent in there, because you know Americans love our chips. I see on the end cap display, there's two little banners going down either side, and they're advertising this new thing that, because again, every so often Frito-Lay comes out with these different flavors, and we've talked about them before. Other, you know, I've heard radio stations do in-depth thing about the new flavors of them and how they search out these new flavors to find them. You sometimes have to search because they're hard to find sometimes. Sometimes one store will only get like two of the flavors. You got to go to multiple places. Well, this had the advertisement for the three existing Frito-Lay flavors that have been put on a different chip product. And this is the flavors that they have chosen. They have chosen the flavor of Cheeto. So the Cheeto flavor.
The straight up Cheeto powder. Okay.
Yes. Cool Ranch, the Cool Ranch flavor from Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
and the flavor of Funyuns.
Funyun flavor?
Funyun flavor.
Did I guess which exact chips they were? Or are they different chips? Like earlier.
With the one that you said?
Yeah.
You guessed it perfectly. The Cool Ranch flavor is on the traditional Lay's potato chips. The original like yellow bag Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So they're taking the flavors and they're flipping the chip that they're on.
Well, they're flipping the chip. Yes, you can say it that way if you want to be all rhymey and look at me. I said something.
Sorry. Well, I mean, sometimes that just happens, man. Okay.
It does.
Yeah. Just come to terms with who you're talking to here, who you're dealing with.
I've written 3 albums worth of music. Sometimes I rhyme things. Okay.
Yeah. Duh.
You don't think like Billy Shakes had that problem?
He's talking and suddenly
he's talking in normal meter and suddenly pentameter and people are like, what the hell, dude? You sound like you're like all sing-songy and stuff. It's the way I talk. Deal with it, people. Yes, Billy Shakes. He's my buddy. I call him that. anyway, the Cheeto one I have not found, and I honestly do not remember which chip that they're on. I think they may be on a regular potato chip. They may be on I don't know. Because the Cheeto one's the only one I've seen the display for, but I don't remember anything about it. And interestingly, I can't really find much on it on the internet. However, the Funyuns flavored is on a wavy chip. So this, the
it's
ripple,
not a Lay's
ridged,
wavy. It's not a Ruffles. Yeah,
it's a Lay's wavy. It is a Lay's with the Funyuns flavor.
Okay, here's where I'm confused with Lay's Wavy, because Lay's Wavy to me looks like Ruffles. Like, what's the major difference? Ruffles look like Lay's with waves in them.
It's two different. The major difference, the consistency of the chip. Ruffles have more of a crunch to them, and the wavy ones are a little soft.
All right.
It's just a consistency of the chip thing. And here's some funny things, because Lay's put out another, at the beginning of summer, they put out another set of flavors. These were actual real flavors. They had a wavy jerk chicken, the standard Lay's chili mango, and then standard Lay's summer BLT. And I had both the jerk chicken and the summer BLT. The jerk chicken was a little on the spicy side, but pretty much tasted like jerk chicken. And the summer BLT, there was some bacony flavor in there, but I wasn't really impressed with it. But like I said, I saw the ads for this one. I saw this advertisement up with the Lay's that taste like Cool Ranch Doritos and the wavy chips that tasted like Funyuns. And I said to myself, these are the things you need to try. This is genius. As much as it is phoning it in by using the same flavor.
Yeah, it's lazy for sure.
Hot lazy. Very good. I like it. by the way, the Cheetos flavor is also supposed to be, I just found it. The Cheetos flavor will also be on the standard Lay's potato chip. So it's just going to be a Cheeto flavored potato chip. The idea though is, haven't you ever wanted to see what those flavors would look like on other chips? I mean, Funyuns are great, but those things are like super duper crunchy. You know what I mean? They're hard and wouldn't that be cool if that same flavor was on like a potato chip? And like, you know, there's a consistency thing with tortilla chips that sometimes you're feeling like a tortilla chip, sometimes you're not, but like you're always feeling like some Cool Ranch. Because
that's fair.
Cool Ranch is definitely one of my favorite chip flavors completely. I never get to eat them at home anymore, because if there's a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos here at home, I have a child who will literally steal it out from under you. He'll grab the bag away from you, and it's like an obsession with him. They are his favorite chips ever, so he takes after me for sure. But that's like, those don't exist in this household. They get eaten real quick, and they are so much my favorite overall favorite chip ever. So I was like, Cool Ranch on a potato chip, this is kind of cool. Funyuns on a wavy potato chip, I gotta try these.
Okay.
So I saw this display up, and I asked the person at Dollar General, hey, I see this display. When are you going to get these chips? I don't see the chips anywhere. Do you have them somewhere? I don't know about when we're going to get them or not. The Frito-Lay guy shows up, and then they bring what they bring. I'm like, okay, fine. So A couple days later, I go and check another Dollar General in the area. One that I know the staff a little bit better because it's the one I frequent more often. Yes, I frequent Dollar General enough that the staff knows me.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite places to go. I mean, it's better than like frequenting the bar enough that the bartender knows you and knows when to give you the bucket.
I don't know when you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about.
And make sure that somebody can get you across the street back to your house.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
But anyway, hey, we all have those times in our life. There was a time when staff at certain fast food places knew me too well. I'd just walk in and be like, yeah, we know what you want, buddy. Thanks.
Oh, man. Oh, that's, I can understand embarrassment. I used to walk into that bar and they wouldn't even ask me. They would just make the drink.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was a Subway I used to go into all the time that, they would literally have one person make my, she already knew exactly what I wanted on my sandwich because I ordered the exact same thing every single time. Always the same sandwich. To this day, I still will order the exact same sandwich from there. There's only one sandwich I like to eat from there. And so, and it's, I prefer to go to that Subway. And until she stopped working there, she was the only person to ever, then she stopped working there and I stopped going. But yeah, I wouldn't even have to tell her. She knew exactly what to put on it. Just start making it.
It sounds about right.
Sad. Anyway, so I went to the Southern Dollar General, asked them about it. Yeah, about it. They weren't sure. They had the displays up too. They had the pieces up, but they didn't know when they would be getting the chips. They didn't know what size bags they would be in. Nothing. I searched for a week and a half. Every store I could possibly think of. Going out on shopping trips with the wife. Going out on date nights with the wife, and we're near a store. Hey, can I stop into this store, check, see if they have the chips? And she knows. She knows. That food is a strong motivator for me. I don't know if you know that food is a big motivator for me. I'm sure that comes to a shock to you that food is so important to me. But it is. It's a huge motivator for me. It's literally motivating everything I think about. I think about when I go on trips, places, like even going out shopping with my wife, going out grocery shopping. I'm thinking about the groceries we're going to buy, but I'm also thinking about what restaurants were near in case I get hungry and decide I want to eat something. Probably the reason why I've topped, I think my top weight was 335 pounds. Probably the reason why I got to that point. Would you agree?
You're going to know better than I will.
but I always know where places are. I always know where on the way to anywhere I'm going, where the places to eat are. For instance, when you lived near that bar, I knew basically any place that I would eat and that my wife would eat from when we left the freeway to when we got to your house. I knew where every single one of those places were and what times they were typically open until, just in case I felt like being hungry and wanted to stop and get food at
those places. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I plan everything out by where are the food sources. Like the place
I can understand that.
Like where you work, there's a lot of good food places right near where you work. A lot of good food places.
Yes.
So where you live, there's awesome food place. Blaze Pizza, must have again.
That's right. You only recently discovered that too.
Oh God, it's so good. Almost went to that last night, actually. Instead, I convinced the wife to have her Panda Express, which I'm tired of Panda after all this time. Well, I got to have, since it was in the neighborhood of the Panda Express, I got to go and have some Five Guys. Got myself a Five Guys burger and some fries, and I even got a second Five Guys burger that I had for breakfast this morning through a little bit. A scrambled egg and some bacon on top.
Nice.
And had a breakfast burger. Why? Because I could. But anyway, this is the thing. And that was all actually a part of my plan for what we did last night was make sure that she got her Panda and I got my Five Guys and I got extra Five Guys for today. Because that's, again, I am motivated heavily by food. So we were searching wherever we possibly could for these chips. I went to like four different Dollar Generals. I went to three different Walmarts. I think I checked at a Winco. I checked at a Target. I checked at a couple other convenience type stores, because sometimes convenience stores, you know, like attached to gas stations and whatnot, sometimes they have the chips before anybody else will have them. Do you remember the Pepper Jack Doritos way back in the day?
No.
Yeah,
I do not, and I feel like I grossly missed out on a major part of my life.
There were Pepper Jack Doritos at a certain point in time, and if I
fucking love Pepper Jack cheese.
There is a gas station right near where you work. I'll tell you when we're on break. A gas station right near where you work that actually has the Pepper Jack Doritos.
When was the last time they were made?
They've been out for a while.
I'm not sure I want them.
No, they're new bags. They're new bags. Okay. It's one of those things that only gets put in select places. But and they're small bags. They're not like the super small ones, like the medium sized ones. So not like the single serving. They're like the 3-serving ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They're located. The last I heard about it, and it's been a year since I heard about them. So they may not have many more, but it may be worth just popping into that gas station just to see if they have it. And I'll let you know when we're on break. But I searched everywhere I possibly could until, what was it, 2 nights ago? We're out doing grocery shopping. Myself, my wife, and my wife's sister were out doing our grocery shopping. And we're just going through the store. We're at a Walmart. We're going through the Walmart just doing our thing. And suddenly, my wife makes a beeline for the chip aisle. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And she just points. And guess what she found?
What she found?
I'll tell you after the break.
All right.
So that's good. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hey, friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
And we're finally back, everybody.
you guys didn't get to hear that, but I had the worst, like, the worst series of snafus. Hitting the damn record button.
Buttons aren't toys. Buttons aren't toys.
Oh, but they can be. It depends on the button.
Okay, so I left everybody hanging, like, 30 seconds ago, 45 seconds ago, whatever. I forget how long the breaks are in here. We don't have advertising in the breaks yet because spam hasn't been listening. Spam, we need you. Hormel food products. We love spam. We love them. Spam.
Oh, dude, amazing. I finally found turkey spam.
You finally found turkey spam.
Yeah, amazing. I was getting the low fat spam because that's the only one. The low sodium. That's the one. I was getting the low sodium spam for such a long time, and I finally found turkey spam, and I got a couple of cans of it.
Have you had it yet? Have you eaten it?
Not yet.
It's pretty darn good. I eat it every day except for today, because today I had a little bit of bacon.
We should just start incorporating spam plugs and see whether or not they catch on.
Let's do so. In fact, when I was out doing date night last night, I actually found a spam can that's it's like a fake spam can to use as like a secret hiding place.
And oh, it's like a stash spam can?
Yeah, most people would like, okay, so you put it in the cabinet, right? Mm-hmm. But it would be, if anybody put it anywhere other than in the food cabinet, in the pantry or whatever, people would be wondering why is, or maybe the fridge. Be wondering why is the spam can anywhere other than in the pantry or the fridge? But like for me, if somebody just saw a spam can sitting on my desk, it's like he just got a spam can to sit on his desk, didn't he? Oh my god, he really does love spam, and nobody would think to look in it as it being some kind of secret thing because they would totally accept. Yeah, he's got a spam can on his desk. That makes complete sense with James. That totally makes sense with him.
Imagine bringing a drug sniffing dog into somebody's house and just like, why isn't he getting away from the pantry?
Well, he's smelling the spam.
There's nothing in there. It's just a can of spam, sir.
Since when did spam start looking like a white powdered substance? Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that's a plug. I don't think that's a good idea.
Anyway, I left everybody. I left y'all hanging, wondering what she found. Well, she had found one of the items to have, one of the chips that I really wanted to find, and she found it in a full size bag.
Oh, really? What was it?
It was the Cool Ranch flavored Lay's potato chip.
Hey. Wow. How did I accidentally guess that? That just sounds like a thing.
That was no, when you said it, that was like that. It was a moment of like, holy crap, how did he pull that one out? But
yeah,
it legitimately makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense because you're talking about a flavor that is an iconic flavor like the Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. It's like there's other ranch things, but Cool Ranch is its own thing.
Yeah.
And what's the weirdest combination you can do with Cool Ranch? Put it on a potato chip. Just put it on a standard potato chip and see what happens. And that's what they did. They took Cool Ranch and put it on a standard potato chip to see what happens. And so we found it. And I'm like, yes, grab a bag, put it in the cart. And my wife, knowing me for all the years that she's known me, loving me and understanding that she lives the best life she can live when she can indulge me in these whims and these the weirdness that I have. So like, for instance, we were just talking about spam when there was a rush on spam during the pandemic and you couldn't find it anywhere. And it was, you know, me like, where am I going to get my spam? I'm freaking out about spam.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me that toilet paper wasn't the only thing that was going. It was spam too.
Oh, canned food like mad, man. Canned food was gone.
Oh, all okay. I was going to say, I could see canned food. Yeah, that makes sense. And what's, yeah,
all
exactly.
Canned
so spam would have, yeah.
Canned, yeah, canned meats, canned soup, canned everything. Everything that was canned was getting snagged up as quick as possible. And she would literally find a supply of the turkey spam, and she would go and buy 6 cans at a time. And because again, okay. She knows. I know what my husband is like when it comes to food. I'm just gonna get him the stuff. Last night is a perfect example. Again, we had picked up her Panda Express. We were on the way to Five Guys, and I said, you know, I'm not sure if I want to get 2 hamburgers or if I want to get a burger and fries. This, by the way, was a ploy on my part. This was a ploy. I had just gotten her Panda, which is what she wanted. So she was already getting ready for her food happiness.
Happy. Yeah, food happy. Perfect.
And she's only going to eat about half of it, and the rest of it she'll have to take home. Because, that's about how it goes. You eat half of it, and then like 3 hours later, you eat the other half. That's how Panda should work.
Yeah, for sure.
So
it's too much to eat in one sitting, but just enough to eat in two.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You get hungry and fast, too.
So I set this up like this, and she, knowing me, says, well, why don't you just get 2 burgers and the fries, and you can eat 1 burger and fries now and have the other for later. And all I could think was, that's exactly what I planned on doing. But now you suggested the idea, so I won't get in trouble for doing that, because I planted the seed for that to happen. And then being a good husband, I explained that to her, and she's like, seriously? I'm like, yeah, but you can't really be mad about it, because you were trying to be nice to me and let me do that. Even though that's what I wanted. She goes, okay, I'm still mad that you manipulated me. I'm like, yeah, but it's good manipulation, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And I explained it. So it's not like I'm doing it nefariously. Yeah. Okay. You're right. But she knows. She knows. That's the way to not have me have my food issues is sometimes you just got to give in a little. So we have the 1 bag of chips, and she just looks at me. She goes, really? You want to get a second bag? Yes, I want to get a second bag. Of course, I'm going to get a second bag. She just grabs it and puts it in because she knows I have to have the second bag. Well, we're finishing walking around doing the at Walmart. Again, we looked to see if there was any of the other ones. Couldn't find any of the other ones. But I was still happy. I got one of them, and I got the one I wanted the most. Because like there was a tier of this. I wanted that one for sure. I had to try the Cool Ranch ones. Next, I really want to try the Funyun ones, right? Funyuns on a wavy chip, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
The Cheetos on the potato chip, I'm not a huge Cheeto fan anyway. And I've never gotten into the whole, like, the hot Cheetos and stuff. Forget it.
They're all right. I mean, I've never, I'm with you on that. I think Cheetos are, they're okay. Like, regular Cheetos are cool. There was one, actually, there's the hot Cheetos, like the red Cheetos, which I really don't like. They're just not cool. No. However, there was a jalapeno Cheeto that I really liked. There are those ones. They are very different. There's flavor to those. It's not in the hot Cheetos.
And see, that's the thing is, I'd consider trying out a jalapeno one just to see if I got some of the jalapeno.
It's kind of like a roasted jalapeno Cheeto. It's very good.
And I like when they do the white cheddar ones. The white cheddar ones are good, especially when they do the different shapes. By the way, when it comes to normal Cheeto flavor, I am definitely the crunchy Cheetos, not the puffs. However, when it comes to all the other flavors, I'm more deal with the puffs. Again, when you're talking about the white cheddar, I love white cheddar anything. So give me the white cheddar Cheetos. They also do around springtime. They do a brown sugar it's a cinnamon. It's not a brown sugar. It's just a cinnamon flavored one that are really, really good. Cause I guess springtime and cinnamon, I don't know. I always thought of cinnamon as like, you know, something that you would have around like Thanksgiving or whatnot, but what do I know?
I was going to say cinnamon is more like a fall thing to me.
Yeah, to me it would be too, but apparently that's not how Cheetos season. But anyway, I like the different flavors. Like around Halloween, they always come out with the white cheddar skeletons. They have like it's like a skull looking thing because they're the puffs. It's like a skull looking thing and then like crossbones. And it's supposed to be like Halloween themed and whatnot. And those things are freaking amazingly good because it's white cheddar and you have the cheesy puffs. Love them. But the Cheeto flavor, it's like, I want to try it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not like freaking out over trying it. But I really wanted the Funyuns one as well. And so we finish up what we're doing at Walmart. We get up to the cash register. And guess what's at the cash register? Yes, sir. At the cash register is the medium size, not the big standard size bag and not the small single serving bag, but the medium 3 serving bag of which technically for anybody that really loves ship, the 3 serving bag is actually any size bag can be a single serving bag if you really want to be dedicated to. I can say that I've made the family size Cool Ranch Dorito bag a single serving bag at different points in my life. The bag is open, keep eating the chips until you're done. But point being that I'm trying to give the idea of the size of the bag. They have the wavy Funyun bag, wavy Lay's Funyun bag, all over near the registers at the Walmart. And so I grab three of those because they're smaller bags. Search around, they don't have the Cheeto one. Okay, fine. I got these ones.
Wait, you bought three of them? You got three of them? I thought you were trying them.
Three of them. Three of the bags. Oh, no, I bought two of the Cool Ranch bags and three of the other ones. Because now I want to have enough to try. You don't just try one time. Unless they're awful. And then you throw them out. But I expect that I already... See, the thing is, the difference is, and here's the big difference here. And why I hope that maybe they'll keep these. They're not dealing with a brand new flavor. So it's not like you're getting a flavor you've never had before. And seeing if you like it, like the jerk chicken, I'd never had that. So I'm like, am I going to like it? It's a little on the spicy side for me, but I'm kind of a sissy when it comes to spices. Bad word. I'm kind of not good at dealing with spices. Throw out the other word I use because the other word is misogynistic. I don't deal well with spices.
You want me to edit that out?
No, keep it in there. I will admit my mistake. I used a word that is commonly used, but I shouldn't use it. And I will admit my mistake in that. So we try, we sometimes make mistakes in the words we use because of convention. But I'm not somebody that deals well with spicy food. So it was a little spicy for me. Probably not for somebody who likes spicy food, who likes like jerk chicken flavoring anyway. Usually if I'm making jerk chicken, I'm a little light on the seasoning because I just don't deal well with spicy food. It doesn't like my stomach or my mouth. But the jerk chicken one was good. The BLT one was all right. But when you're having a brand new flavor, like I said, like you've never had before, it's better to, you don't want to go overboard until you know you liked it. But I know I like the Cool Ranch flavor. So that's why I bought two bags of those. Because I know I'll want to eat more of it than just the one sitting. Unless, again, it's completely awful. And I know I like Funyun flavor because I can eat more Funyuns than I probably ever should. So I know I'm good with getting the three medium-sized bags. And three medium-sized bags still doesn't equal up to two, you know, large bags, but whatever. I got enough that I could try, my wife could try, her sister could try, anybody in the household basically that wanted to try these new chips, even any of the kids want to try them. There's enough that people could try because we got, you know, it's not like it's just me and the wife. We got a household full of people. So we got people that can try the chips that may want to try the chips, may want to see what these new flavors are like.
Okay.
Especially people that love, again, with a child that loves Cool Ranch Doritos, maybe they want the Cool Ranch potato chips. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With multiple children that love Funyuns, maybe they want to try the wavy Funyuns. So I made sure to get some chips.
All right.
Now, My wife expected that I would be opening the chips in the car while we still had other places to go shopping. But as I'm packing them in the back of the car, she's like, "What, you're not going to open them and try them now?" I'm like, "I'm not a complete animal. I want to be able to sit and actually really try the chips," which is me like being like the, "Oh, I'm going to be a connoisseur of chips. I have to have something to cleanse my palate in between." So, you know, but seriously, I was like, I want to be able to sit and actually try these chips out. So do our shopping. And the very next morning, of course, from shopping, this was actually yesterday, I finally pour out the chips to try the different chips. I pour out some of the Cool Ranch, because I'm still trying to monitor how much of the food I'm eating now with being on a diet, with trying to lose weight so I'm not 330 some odd pounds again. So I do measure out how much food I'm eating. So I measured out an appropriate portion of each of the chip to be able to try them. And I even poured out a portion for my wife to try as well. And I got to tell you something. First one I tried was the Wavy Funyun.
Okay.
And it is weird. Almost had a reminiscence to me of like Sun Chips. You've had Sun Chips, right?
Yeah, I've had Sun Chips.
The texture of it, the texture of the Wavy chip combined with the Funyun flavor made me think of Sun Chips. Even though Sun Chips are a completely different texture, they have that weird multigrain.
No, I get you. It's like the content of the flavoring.
Yes,
it's combined it's for some with reason, the waviness of the chip.
Yeah, it gave me a feel similar and akin to Sun Chips. But I gotta tell you, they hit the mark on this.
Really?
And this is on the for the they hit the mark, and like this is, first of all, this is exactly what snack people want, is to have these kinds of different flavors that they have in one thing be a flavor in another thing. And that's why you have the Kit Kat bars that taste like key lime pie, which, by the way, amazing.
I have tried those ones.
So damn good.
Yes.
As somebody who loves almost everything lime flavored, like I'm the guy that gets the lime flavored popsicle, and everybody was looking at you like, really? You don't want the cherry or the grape or something? No, I want the lime flavored one. You know, go and get a snow cone. I get lime flavored. Hawaiian snow, lime flavored. You can have all these other flavor. My wife's all, I'm going to get tiger's blood. Okay. You're a little dark, but I like that. I'm getting lime flavored. Seriously, lime flavored again? Yes, because I know I like it.
Fair.
When I go and buy yogurt, which I eat a lot of yogurt because it can be healthy for you if you get the right ones. My two most common flavors that I have, tiramisu, because tiramisu is basically coffee flavored, and anything coffee is amazing. And key lime. Those are like the ones I get all the time. I could have key lime yogurt every single day and be completely happy.
That makes sense.
So the key lime Kit Kat's so flipping good. And of course they also make, of course, a mocha dark chocolate Kit Kat. Because I mean, give me my lime, give me my coffee flavor. If something is lime or coffee flavored, I'm there. Go ahead. Not combined together, but like separate. Lime with coffee flavor together, I don't think that works. But I don't know, I'd try it, I guess. But you know, each one has to have its own separate thing. Like you can blend cinnamon with coffee flavor, blend in some s'mores. The coffee I had this morning, in fact, was a s'mores coffee. So you know, those flavors work, but lime, that might be a little weird. But anyway,
yeah.
The combinations of taking one flavor that you're used to and putting into something else, this is something that people love to have, especially snack food people. We want to have these combinations. We've done these combinations before. We've put these things together. You know, how many times have you put different things? You know, you put chips in a sandwich to give it extra flavor and extra crunchiness. And depending on what type of sandwich you have will depend on what kind of chips you put into your sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Because you can give it that notion of flavor. Like pickle flavored chips are some of the best chips to put on sandwiches.
Oh, hell yeah.
You just put there so you get that awesome pickle flavor with your sandwich, but you don't have the juiciness of the pickle like soaking through the bread or anything. You get the crunchiness of the chip. So good. So good for that purpose.
Yep. Agreed.
Bologna sandwiches, I think bologna sandwiches are just straight potato chips. You don't need any other flavor, just straight potato chip flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, the combining of those things together. And Funyuns would be really hard to put on a sandwich because of their nature. It's just they're not going to be,
you know what it, it's the texture of a Funyun that throws you off.
Yeah, that
right?
Puffed
the flavor's
puffed
good.
Flavor.
Yeah.
The flavor's great, but that puffed texture is just not right. Well, guess what, sir? These wavy Funyun chips, these are the things you can put on a sandwich
and get
the
Funyun flavor
on your sandwich.
Okay. All right. I can get behind that. That sounds great.
So good. Again, hit the mark on that one. And I eat those because, I am a bit snobbish about it. I'm not going to switch between the two until it's like when I did the 3Ds. You know, there's the chili cheese flavor and then there's the kind of spicy ranch flavor.
Yeah.
When I first tried them, I ate them separately. And then eventually I realized that the bigger key was to take one of each and eat them together. And you got the combination. Again, we're combining the flavors, working the flavors together. You got chili cheese with spicy ranch.
Right.
And it's like you did a spoonful of chili with the cheese and then, you know, put a little, maybe there's a little bit of spicy ranch on top instead of, you know, sour cream, which is just disgusting. Don't put sour cream. It's just wrong. Anyway, that's kind of what you were looking at when you combine those two. So I eat the wavy Funyun ones by themselves because I just want that flavor. I just want to be thinking about that. And then it comes time because I say for last the one that I was really interested in, the Cool Ranch. And I take my bite. And it's one of those moments. You've had these moments where you try something new that's a combination of things. And like have you ever had the chocolate with the potato chips in it?
Yes.
You ever had that?
Yeah.
The potato chips and like the bacon in it and whatnot?
Yeah.
You take the bite and you're like, this is just weird. This is just wrong. This just, though it works.
Yeah.
Though,
yeah.
It's like, it's so wrong. And my entire brain is saying no, but like the rest of me is like, yeah, this is freaking cool. It's like the first time you ever took a pickle and dipped it in peanut butter. If you've ever done that. Or, you know, I don't recommend the pickle peanut butter sandwich because, again, weird texture thing going on there. But, like, seriously, take pickles and dip them in peanut butter.
Wasn't that like Elvis's favorite sandwich is peanut butter and pickle?
I think it was peanut butter and banana.
Oh, peanut butter and banana.
But no. It's,
no, my mom always, like, ranted around about peanut butter pickle sandwiches, and then she made one for me, and I fucking hated it.
But have you ever tried the pickle with just the peanut butter by itself?
No.
I would say to try it one time.
Okay.
Take the peanut butter out of the jar because you don't want pickle juice polluting your peanut
butter.
Right.
Let's be considerate of the peanut
butter. You need to use two damn knives when you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich so that you don't pollute the peanut butter or jelly jar with the other thing. Just two knives.
Wow. Calm down.
Anyway. Get some of the peanut butter out of your peanut butter jar, and then take a pickle and dip the pickle in the peanut butter and eat it that way. Don't worry about the sandwich thing because the bread throws it off for me. The bread, the texture of the bread and all that, that makes it weird. For some people, that's what they like about it. For me, that's the part that makes it weird. Break it down to its smallest pieces, which is peanut butter and pickle, and try them together.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that like either you like it or you don't. But when you do like it, you're still at the point where it's like, this should not taste good together.
Hmm.
And yet it does. And this is the moment that I have when I eat these chips is you taste the potato chip. And you taste the Cool Ranch. And you don't realize how much of Cool Ranch Dorito flavor is the actual Dorito chip, the actual tortilla chip.
Yeah.
And how much of it is the Cool Ranch. Mm-hmm. You don't fully realize it because it does taste a little different.
Yeah, the texture. Yeah, that makes sense. The texture of the corn chip itself is part of the flavor.
It makes a difference. And it's one of those things where, like, this isn't. This doesn't taste exactly right. And it doesn't. It does not taste right. It does not taste like the Cool Ranch Doritos. But it does taste good.
I thought you were building this up. I thought you were building this up this entire time. Be like, you know when something doesn't fit. Like it isn't supposed to. And then you have it and it's awesome. I was waiting for you to turn around and go, this was not one of those times.
No,
but apparently it is.
This actually was one of those times. It does work. It's its own separate thing. It is definitely not a Cool Ranch Dorito, but it's a ranch flavored chip that doesn't taste like a normal ranch flavored chip. It's got some of that coolness to it.
Interesting.
And it is weird. It's one of those things where you have a chip and you're like, I don't know how I feel about this. You have another one and you're like, I still am not sure. And then the next thing you know, they're gone. And like, well, I guess I felt good enough about this. Yeah. And you're thinking, I want more. I don't want to lose this flavor. It is different. It is not. It's you went in with the expectation because you know the flavor. The Funyun one, I will say this much, other than kind of the feeling of a sun chip, the Funyun one tastes mm-hmm. exactly like Funyuns. And it's actually everything you wanted Funyuns to always be, but more. Because you don't have that super crunchy puffed texture that you have to deal with the Funyun.
That kind of texture fucks with the roof of my mouth too. I don't really like that texture.
You don't have that. And so like
that's all the weird.
Which is probably the worst part of a Funyun is the texture of the Funyun. The flavor is like the best part, and you get the flavor of the Funyun. And the potato doesn't really impact the flavor of the Funyun, which is the key here. The potato chip does not really impact the flavor of it. You get Funyun flavor. But you also get Funyun flavor with potato chip flavor. So, I mean, I should say it doesn't negatively impact it. It actually positively impacts it because you get more. The puff thing that it's made out of, the puffed corn that the original ones are made out of.
Yeah.
This like corn paste that they puff up. That the flavor of that is just kind of non-existent, and all you really have is the Funyun flavor. This you get Funyun and chip together, and it's like the perfect marriage. It's to me what I always wanted Funyuns to be, but they were I didn't know they were lacking until I had these chips, and now I can see Funyuns lack the chip part of it. I wonder if Funyuns should even be called chips. They should probably just be called snacks because they're not chips.
That makes sense.
The wavy Lays with the Funyun flavor, those are the chips, and they are amazing. The Cool Ranch ones, though, are the potato makes it a whole different thing. And again, you're going in expecting Cool Ranch Doritos. You do not get Cool Ranch Doritos. You get a Cool Ranch potato chip, and it's its own separate thing. Is it going to take the spot of Cool Ranch Doritos in my heart and in my stomach? No. But I'll be more than glad to eat through the two bags that I have because they were freaking amazing. And I do hope that they keep it because I think it's a good alternative, especially because there are this can be a whole different show of which chips you should dip in which things. And because there should be rules about which chips you should dip into which dips. I don't know if you agree or not, but you do not people listening. Potato chips should not get dipped in salsa or pico de gallo. You should not dip potato chips in that. That's just not right. Okay. That's not appropriate.
Okay.
Same with like guacamole or like refried beans. I mean, honestly, if I saw somebody take a potato chip, just a regular Lay's or even a wavy Lay's, and dip that into refried beans, I would have them committed to an institution. That's just
okay. Hold on. What's the difference? Plane. Okay, let me ask this because I want to know. Okay, what is the difference between refried beans and bean dip aside from the fact that it's just more pulverized?
Nothing really. So even bean dip would count too. I
love bean dip, and I will fight you
with potato chips. You would dip potato chips in bean dip.
I can do potato chips in bean dip. I could also do tortilla chips in bean dip. I won't do potato chips in salsa. Potato chips in salsa is a fucking crime.
It is, but I would say that potato chips in bean dip is also a crime. Get yourself some tortilla chips. Any tortilla chips.
I can understand that preference.
Just with the same token, do not dip a tortilla chip. Ranch is the universal. Ranch you can dip anything in if you really want to, because ranch goes with everything. But you do not be dipping.
What was it? This conversation reminds me of a meme that I saw like a couple of days ago. It was a picture of a pizza with kiwi on it, and it said, pineapple on pizza lovers and pineapple on pizza haters, we need to come together to solve a problem.
Yeah, no, kiwi does not belong on pizza. It's just, no.
But yeah, like this is like one of those contests I tend to have with people is I am open with potato chips in bean dip.
No.
And no. Guacamole is, I mean, you fucking hate avocado, so it doesn't matter what.
Guacamole doesn't even belong on the table.
Yeah,
you do whatever the hell. You are already committing like the worst food sin possible, so I don't give a crap what you do with that thing. Just don't put it anywhere near me.
It's a fucking edible plant. Like, it's not a food crime. However, combination of specific types makes sense.
Hold on. I love a lot of plants. Okay, that one just should not be eaten by anybody. That's just disgusting.
I don't.
I don't care what you do with that. But like another example. Would you dip a pretzel in bean dip?
Why the fuck is a pretzel? A pretzel and a potato chip are entirely different consistencies.
But still, I'm just saying there are certain things you just don't dip in certain things. It's like you do not use a tortilla chip on like the French onion dip. No, tortilla chip does not go in French onion dip.
That doesn't fit.
You need a potato chip for that.
I've tried it. It doesn't fit.
You need a potato chip for that.
Yeah. That's potato chip material exclusively.
And while we're on the subject of dip things, if you have hummus, get crackers for the hummus. Don't dip your chips in hummus, please. Hummus deserves crackers.
No, I can do chips in hummus.
It's a different thing.
I mean, hell, at that point, why don't you just chop up some celery and dip your celery in the hummus? That totally works.
No.
Fuck you. Fuck you for not saying something. Fuck you for silently, awkwardly disagreeing with me, you dick.
celery has purposes, but not for, I mean, hummus is bad enough. Give me something decent to put the hummus on. Here's the thing. If you want to take your hummus, right, put a little bit of salsa on your hummus, stir it up and mix it up. That works. And then you can use, that's when you can use both a tortilla chip and a cracker because you have the constituents of both different dips. And if for
crackers
some reason,
and
by
salsa,
the way,
you fucking monster.
Only if it's mixed with the hummus. Only if it's mixed with the hummus. Not by itself. Never by itself. But mixed with the hummus, that works because the hummus is like the main vehicle for it.
Depends on the kind of hummus, though. Like, there's different flavors. You don't just get straight-ahead hummus and throw salsa in it. Although, technically, regular hummus is a blank slate. So, theoretically, you totally could do that. But then, at the same time, you could just throw other seasoning into it, too.
True, you can. I'm just saying that would be the only time that you would use a cracker for that purpose. Only time. But yeah, there's certain things.
This conversation got awkward, and I kind of like it.
There's certain things that you dip in certain things. It's just careful where you dip things, okay? And where do we get on this conversation anyway? Because we're talking about the flavors of the chips.
I'm not entirely sure.
What it comes down to is with these changing in flavors, like Funyuns, would you ever dip Funyuns in anything? Now you can dip Funyuns in French onion dressing. That's more onion flavor. And that actually makes sense. Like Funyun flavor with French onion dress or non dressing, French onion dip. That works. I can deal with that. Or Funyuns with ranch. Okay. If you have onion rings, you dip onion rings in ranch, right? That makes sense. This works.
Yeah.
Cool Ranch Doritos with America's love of ranch dressing.
You know what? I'm curious about onion ring, onion ring, like the horseradish onion ring dip. If you use that with Funyuns, like, does that work?
See, the
in theory, technically, it should, right?
With the texture of Funyuns, no. But with these new Funyun chips, maybe.
Oh, you might be onto something.
But like again, ranch dressing, America's love of ranch dressing. Cool Ranch Doritos and ranch dressing, I think, is overkill. Cool Ranch Lays in ranch dressing, that might work because enough of that potato flavor kicks through that might actually work. You're going to be doubling down on the ranch, but I mean, I've seen people eat, like, I've seen people that request copious amounts of ranch to go with something like their pizza, and it literally looks like the ranch is just a completely separate covering. There's more ranch than pizza. It's like the pizza is a spoon, an edible spoon.
I was going to say, you might as well just fucking eat the ranch.
There are people that I will not eat pizza around because literally they cover their pizza in ranch. It's like, you're not even eating pizza. It's just a vehicle for you to shovel ranch into your mouth. Why don't you just enjoy
the pizza? Take the bowl and a spoon and just fucking eat the ranch.
I get asked sometimes when I'm at pizza places, do you need ranch? Why? Pizza. I want to taste the pizza. Don't you want me to taste the pizza?
Okay. One thing that I do like to do with pizza that's completely outside of the normal realm of things is when I get...
Hold on. Am I going to berate you for this?
I don't think so. I'm not entirely sure. Okay, I really don't know. I think I'm going to create another...
Be prepared just in case.
Yeah. Every once in a while, for some reason, I get a slight hankering to take... When I go to a good pizza place, one of the things I like to get is mozzarella sticks. With mozzarella sticks comes the marinara sauce. Sometimes, when I feel extra saucy, I will take a piece of the pizza, and it depends on the certain type. It has to have pizza with a tomato-based sauce, right? But sometimes I will dip, and I am not bathing it in fucking, like some people bathe it in ranch, okay? But I will try dipping my slice of pizza in the marinara sauce and then having a bite of it.
I mean, it's basically the sauce that's already on the pizza. You just want it to be more saucy.
Just a little bit more sauce, right? Like, yeah, bathing it in it, but
I don't like the idea, and I'd probably, if you're doing it right in front of me, I'd probably make some sort of comment about you needing more red in your system for like your hair or something. That's why you're doing it. But like, honestly, it would just be something I would just poke fun at you a little bit about. But yeah, that's not one of those things that's like, bannable offense.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, it's good to know that it's not a food crime.
I wouldn't say it's a food crime. I think it's a little silly, but I just say order your pizza with extra sauce on it, man. I do like to do that too. Yeah. See, I'm a light sauce person. I don't like a whole lot of sauce on my pizza. So
I'm a fan of sauces.
That's a different preference.
Yeah.
Preference is one thing. Going just into left field with things is, putting peanut butter on like your scrambled eggs. It's just, there's something wrong there.
What the fuck are you talking about? Where did that come from? Who does that?
Actor Scott Foley actually does that.
Who the fuck is Scott Foley?
Do you ever watch, what was it? Alias? He was in Alias. He was married to Jennifer Garner for a little while. He was in Scream 3. He's the killer in Scream 3.
Let me take a look. I'm finding right. That guy's the killer. Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, he puts peanut butter on his
He looks like he'd be the killer in Scream 3. Like, I've never seen Scream 3, and I'm like, yeah, that guy seems like he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Why the fuck do you put peanut butter on your eggs, Scott Foley?
Apparently because he likes it. He thinks it's amazing. That's one of those things that borders on being a food crime. But dipping the pizza in more marinara sauce, that's a little weird, but it's not a food crime. It's just like, okay, so you like your pizza extra saucy. That's all right. I can see that. I've seen people do way worse with their pizza, and it's a crime. But anyway, so my message to all of you is, be on the lookout for these new chips, these new Frito-Lay chips. I give a recommendation to try the Cool Ranch chips and the Funyun flavored wavy chips. I haven't tried the Cheetos ones yet. I'm still looking for them. Again, I'm not as like fervent about it, but I was very happy that this weekend I was able to finish my quest for, well, not finish, to accomplish part of my quest. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right? That's what Mute says. I was able to get part of my quest done to try these chips. And again, it's a regular thing. My wife has the patience with me whenever the new flavors come out. But heck, there have been times when she just grabbed them without even telling me that they've come out or me noticing, because she knows once I know, I'm going to want to try them. And report from her, she tried them both right after I did. She had about the same reaction. The Funyun ones were freaking amazing, and the Cool Ranch ones shouldn't work, but they do in a weird way that you can't stop eating them. And that's about the best way I can describe it. So if you're planning on having a sandwich evening for dinner, which I recommend at least once a week, sandwiches are some of the best food creations ever. You can turn anything you want to into a sandwich if you think about it. Go ahead and get yourself some new Lay. By the way, Frito-Lay, if you're listening, hey, spam. I'm just saying, we'll eat sandwiches. We'll eat sandwiches with spam and chips.
Oh, does Frito-Lay own doing spam? Podcast.
No, they're completely, the Hormel Foods owns spam. I'm just saying, if Hormel Foods wants to give us some promotion, if Frito-Lay wants to give us some promotion, we'll eat spam sandwiches with chips on them. I'll do it. You'll do it too, because I'll tell you to. And I'll be like, dude,
excuse
spam
me?
Spam money. Spam money. And you'll be like, yes, spam money. But no, go out and get these chips, go out and try them. Mike, you should give them a try. I don't know if they're
I am very
in
interested. I should give them a try. You're correct.
But if I do find them before I see you next, I will let you know near you, because the one that the store that I found them in was, for anybody who wants to know, was the Walmart store in Yuba City, California.
Ah, yes.
So if you want to make the trek there, I don't know why you would. It's really not worth it.
I mean, most likely they're probably in other locations.
At some point,
just take a look at for your local Walmart.
Your local Walmart, convenience store, wherever, try them. They are worth the try. Again, seemed at first like they were just trying to phone it in, but this works. This was a smart move. Take the flavors you already have, put them on something different. And again, I hope that means they'll keep them around or have them come back out again, because it doesn't take as much work as having a brand new flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's keep these going, especially the wavy Funyuns. Let's keep those around, because I think that's the best way to enjoy the Funyun flavor. Anyway, as does happen regularly, I'm sure I probably made you hungry, because you get that way when I start talking about food.
Now I need food.
Welcome to my world always. Hopefully I haven't made, or actually hopefully maybe I have made chips. If they are listening, Mike, where are they listening to us?
Well, you could be listening to us on the website, which is thezennialchronicles.com or zenchron.com. You could also be checking us out on most major podcast platforms. We're there. So just search for us. Search for The Zennial Chronicles. You should be able to find us, no problem. Also, we are on YouTube as well. So we do have a channel on YouTube. If you're listening to us on YouTube, or even if you're not, go to our YouTube channel. Go search for The Zennial Chronicles on YouTube. We're trying to get up to 100 subs on YouTube so that we can get our own custom URL, because that's the next major step for us there. If you happen to be listening to this podcast on YouTube, make sure that you click the like button on the video, because it's in video format. And make sure that you, next to that like button, there's a subscribe button. So make sure you click that one too and subscribe to the channel. Like we said, we're looking for subs. And there's another thing too that we need to do. James, I believe you know what that is, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. What is it?
Oh, you want me to tell people?
Yeah. They need to know,
too.
I
just thought you were checking, like, my personal page.
Oh, I mean, it's good to know that for yourself. That's a good thing. But other people need to know so that they can do the thing.
So I need to tell them?
Yes.
What if I don't want to tell them?
Well, if you don't want to tell them, then it doesn't get done. That's a bad thing.
That's on them. They should know what to do.
But they don't. See, it's up to us to tell them. You're failing.
I educate them about the chips, but I have to educate them about this too.
Yeah. Yes,
failing seems to be something I'm doing recently. Thank you, billing and coding test.
Oh my God. I'm not sure you even actually divulged what that was about.
They don't need to know. They just need to know it's that they know what they need to know. They want to know more. They'll find out about it. They'll video chat me or something. Throwback. So what they need to do, Mike, I'll tell people. What you need to do is you need to click the bell.
Yes, that is right. Make sure you click the bell so that you get notified the next video we put out on YouTube. And then you could like watch that one and like that one too. And that helps us out.
And hopefully one day, as we say every single time, it's kind of a gag. One day we'll actually have real videos where you can really see us.
Yeah.
And so maybe the next time we talk about chips that we're trying, we can actually try them.
Oh, that would
while
be great.
You're watching us try them.
That would be fantastic.
And so you'll know whether my reactions are genuine or whether I've just completely made them up, because secretly Frito-Lay is paying me and I haven't told Mike because I don't want to share the chip money with him.
That's possible, which is kind of weird because, I mean, I'm the one who mixes these things down and puts them out, so. It's going to have to happen that way somehow.
If you're going to put the advertisements in there, totally be you doing it. So it's way more likely that you would be getting the chip and the spam money and not telling me about it. And then I'd be like, what the hell, man? I don't need the money. Just like, give me food product. I'm a product.
I just want the stuff. Yeah, the endorsement is just the stuff.
Just give me the stuff. I'll wear the shirts if I can have the stuff. But anyway, while you're there, check out the other two YouTube channels that Mike is involved in. Also ones that basically are not getting any money from Netflix or any stuff. The first one is his video game channel with his wife, Chronosode Games.
Yep.
This is him and his wife playing video games in chronological order of the story, not in order of when the games were released, because some games are, you know, really like... You need a flow chart on some games to figure out
things
that are going on with the Legend of Zelda series. You need like 5 flow charts, and they all have to be in like 6 different colors for you to understand. And yeah, it's a lot. I'm sure they could teach like a bachelor's degree course in Legend of Zelda history and interchanging stuff. And then the other one that Mike does is just some music channel he does, where he talks about all things musical, gives you gear information, history of music stuff, and that is Ruling Note Music. Please check both of those out. Subscribe to both of those, even though they already have their own custom URL, because, you know, they do. but still, check them out, subscribe, and hopefully we'll have some more fun things to bring you next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.